And now this is a dictation for Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, December 755. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, follow up for Mr. Searles, who has advanced renal failure. Last visit in March, comes accompanied with a caregiver. She has noticed some question discomfort, right flank, back area. He has chronic frequency urgency, nocturia, no change on that, no fever, chills, no change of behavior, no change of eating, nausea, vomiting, does have chronic diarrhea, no bleeding, no recent falls, does not appear to be in respiratory distress, no oxygen at home, inhalers, or CPAP machine, no bruises, review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight the CardiSEN. Remains on diabetes treatment, which include Actos, Trulicity, because of the shortage, was changed to Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C. Next paragraph. He does not appear to be in respiratory distress. Weight is 144, blood pressure by nurse 155-72. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. I did not notice any abdominal tenderness or flank tenderness. There was minor discomfort on the lower abdomen over the bladder projection, but I'm not impressed by distension or peritoneal signs, no gross edema. He is not verbal. Next paragraph, chemistry from May, creatinine 2.6, previously 2.4. A normal sodium, potassium, normal acid base, glucose, tracing GFR 26, stage 4, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.7, MCV low at 87. Normal calcium. Recent albumin normal. I do not see phosphorus level. There is a prior A1C at 6.2, elevated PSA at 21, PTH normal, no monoclonal protein. Does have gross proteinuria, more than 300. He was 950 milligrams per gram. No blood in the urine. For practical purpose, normal size kidneys on an ultrasound without obstruction. At that time, bladder was not distended. Does have enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 4. likely secondary to diabetes. Does have evidence of gross proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, and also probably hypertension. It does have enlargement of the prostate and elevated PSA. There is a recent complaining of question back pain. On physical exam, question discomfort on the lower abdomen. I'm going to repeat a pre and post post-void bladder. PSA could represent prostate cancer. Of course, the decision will be how aggressive patient and caregiver want to pursue. There is no evidence of blood in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis. We will advise anemia management when hemoglobin drops below 10 for potential EPO, as long as iron are appropriate. There has been no need to add for phosphorus binders. There is no need to start vitamin D125 as PTH is normal. We will monitor chemistries over time. Guardian needs to help us define goals of care, including dialysis. End of dictation.